Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now. 7:47 on this Monday, Veterans Day. Now, three big things. Nationwide gasoline prices steady over the past 2 weeks. At $2.69 a gallon. Public testimony on Capitol Hill this week in the impeachment inquiry. Family of man killed by Wichita police in swatting incident suing for $25 million in damages. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You got a car versus deer traffic accident. This is southwest of Wichita. It's right around K42 and 95th Street South. That's a little ways north and east of Biola, Kansas. So, again, that's K42, 95th South. Car versus deer traffic accident. Deer still active out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Wind advisory today. Windy and much cooler. 30% chance for drizzle and snow today. And a high of 29 degrees after Sunday's high. 29 today. Yesterday's high, 72. Clear and cold tonight. The overnight low, 10. Tuesday, sunny and cool. Tomorrow's high, 36 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind gusting to 45 miles per hour, 25 degrees, and that gives us a wind chill of 8 here on KNSS. 7:48 on this Monday morning. Disney stocks rose Friday after the company announced a distribution deal with Amazon for Disney+.
The S&P and the NASDAQ notching their third record gains of the week. The Dow just off its highs, but still closing in the green. All this despite renewed trade uncertainty after President Trump said he hasn't agreed to roll back tariffs on Chinese goods and that China wants to make a deal much more than the U.S. does. Markets closing higher for the week and the day. The Dow finishing up 6, the S&P up 8, the NASDAQ up 41. Zillow, the online real estate company, reporting better than expected earnings, but the big headline. The company expects to make $1.25 billion in revenue from its house flipping business this year. Shares of Zillow closing up 11%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
China's auto sales fell 5.8% from a year earlier in October as demand for electric cars plunged. An industry group reporting today, extending a painful squeeze in the global industry's biggest market. The Chinese auto market is on track to contract for a second year, dragged down by weak demand in the face of cooling economic growth and a tariff war with Washington. Drivers bought 1.9 million sedans, SUVs, and minivans, according to the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers. Sales growth has been in negative territory every month since June of 2018 in China. And the CBD craze is leaving the war on drugs a bit dazed and confused. The extract that's been showing up in everything from candy to coffee is legally derived from hemp plants, which look and smell a lot like marijuana. One New York City shop owner says his inventory of legal hemp was confiscated when New York City police raided his business, thinking the 100 pounds of plants they seized were marijuana. Police also arrested the man who came to pick up the plants. Coming up on 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy to talk about Spirit and seeking money to expand. Good morning, Bill. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Spirit Aerosystems looking for $23 million in industrial revenue bonds. The funding will help the company finance a collaborative project that's built a large new logistics facility. The bonds were expected as part of the Project Eclipse agreement between Spirit, the city of Wichita, and Sedgwick County. Wichita put up $3 million. The county put up $7 million. The city council will consider the IRBs Tuesday. The Wichita Regional Chamber coming out with its own health insurance coverage. The chamber announced that most of their membership will be offered health insurance. Companies have to have between 2 and 500 employees. Chamber says 80% of its membership has fewer than 17 employees. Group coverage will be available through Providers Care Nexus Health Plan. It includes a 5% discount on premiums. And are you curious about who from the Wichita area is donating to the top Democratic candidates for president? Well, we have the numbers. We analyzed data from the Federal Elections Commission to find out the largest contributors from the Wichita area. In a presidential campaign, donors may give up to $2,800 to one candidate. Our list is on the WBJ website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
A little change in the weather this morning, did we not?
Boy, I tell you, a little brisk out there,
wow.
Huh?
Now, did you, over the weekend, did you go to a football game or not?
I didn't go to football. I watched them on TV.
Oh, that's right.
I was there in the friendly confines of the Roy residence.
The Roy residence and the gigantic theater place you have in there.
That's exactly right. I have the that combination VCR TV.
Yeah, the popcorn machine and all of that,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, today is Veterans Day, and I know you have some veterans in your family. I was talking
you
about
bet.
Some of the people that are in my family. My son's already a retired Air Force, so he's a veteran. How about you?
Right.
Your family. You have some history
my
there.
My dad was in the Navy in World War II, you bet. And my brother, I had one brother who was in the Army. He served in Vietnam. My other brother was in the Naval Reserve. I have cousin Larry Quinn up in Salina, who's retired Air Force. His son went into the Air Force, John. And lots of veterans in my family.
Where's your dad from? Where was his originally from?
Tescott, Kansas.
Where is that?
North and west of Salina, a little bit, in the Concordia, Minneapolis area.
Right. So how did the guy from there wind up in the Navy?
Well, he came off the farm, and he thought, well, I better figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And so World War II was there, and he enlisted and got into the Navy.
Oh,
served for 8 years.
Really? So a lot of vets from this part of the world actually got in the Navy. I know my late father-in-law served as a pharmacist mate in the South Pacific.
Oh, wow.
In the Navy. And Gene was, I got some of his citations. Shelly and I got some of his citations and things that he did down there. And apparently from some of the things he saw in the South Pacific, he did not talk about it.
Boy, I bet. It's just, you can't imagine what those guys have
done. Oh, and I've been doing a lot of reading. I know a lot about the history of World War II in North Africa and in Europe. And now I've been the last couple of years looking at in the South Pacific. And I'll tell you what, there was some really nasty business going on out there.
Oh,
in the South
sure
Pacific.
Was.
Wow.
There sure was.
On a lighter note, today is National Sunday Day, you know?
Sunday, Sundae.
Right. One or two scoops of ice cream topped with syrup or sauce, often topped with whipped cream, maraschino cherry, sprinkles, pineapple, or a variety of other toppings. On a day like this, why not some ice cream?
Huh? Right.
Right.
Maybe put some hot fudge on that brownie Sunday. Yeah.
Now, July 25th is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, and July 7th is National Strawberry Sunday Day. So there are different kinds of
Sundays. Break it out a little bit, too. Huh?
You know what I kind of like, and this is interesting? I like a pineapple.
You really?
Yeah, I think that's really different and good. I know a lot of people love that hot fudge sundae, though, right?
Oh, man, hot fudge brownie sundae. I'll take that every day.
No, I was talking to St. Shelley yesterday, and she's kind of planning the week menu, and it looks like there's going to be some chili going on this week.
Oh, man.
That sound perfect for today?
Wow. Oh, that is perfect for today.
Absolutely.
A bunch of crackers in there, a little cheese.
There you go. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you next hour, 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest on impeachment inquiry hearings. Jad's got sports this morning, right, Jad?
That's right. Good and bad news for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
You've got entertainment news. You're going to do the Blur this morning as well.
That's right. And a surprise at the top of the box office. We'll talk about that on the Blur.
And Monday morning traffic and weather with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.